so wrapped up in all of life's little problems that you simply can't unwind. This is the companion that will talk you to sleep. I make this podcast to help those who have trouble unwinding, relaxing, letting go, and falling asleep. And so I humbly ask that if this podcast has helped you in any way, or if you enjoy our content, that you consider becoming a patron of ours at patreon.com/onethirdoflifepodcast. Something we allow to happen. shoe. Only the sweetest of dreams. The greatest of these beings took the form of the rainbow snake. The movement of his huge, multicolored body across the sand formed the mountains and rivers that flow to the ocean. By lifting his tail, he makes rainbows. The Bundjalung people tell us that Rainbow Snake and Diramong worked together to create the northern rivers of New South Wales and areas of Queensland, causing the world to take on the shape it has today. Tribal groups of the Bundjalung Nation believe that at the start of the dream time, the traditional Aboriginal way of life practiced in Aboriginal societies today, established from mythical life forms. Traditional Aboriginal groups believe that their ancestors were taught about their tribal lands from the mythical beings of the dream time, and were told how they, as descendants of these beings, should behave. These teachings are as important to their way of life today as the Ten Commandments. gods are to the ancient Israelite Hebrews. After a period of time, these aboriginal ancestral mythical beings formed into the landscape. This belief, the land has a very special meaning to the Aboriginal people. Around the earth, there are features which act as reminders of the giant beings of the dream time. When they see a mountain or river, a rock or a tree, they think of the mythical beings that had a part in their own creation. Bunjalung Nation believe that they are directly descended from these mythical beings. Before the dream time, the people were left with a social and cultural heritage which came from their ancestors. The rites and ceremonies are aimed at preserving this heritage. Their ancestors from the dream time also gave them possession of tribal lands, and hence this land, with all the forms of life contained within it, are regarded as being in a sacred trust. Mythical beings of the dream time are such that tribal groups of the Bunjalung Nation believe in a united world of body and spirit, with every aspect of the land, both living and non-living. The people of the Bunjalung Nation believe that the rocks, rivers, and waterholes are more than just a reminder or a symbol of the dream time, but represent reality and eternal truth. Thank you. listener, always remember that sleep is not something that we need to force to happen, but merely something that we allow to happen. So listen on and sleep well, as I wish you only the sweetest of dreams. Thank you. That's Not Canon Productions podcast.